Plato's teachings have been among the most influential in the history of Western civilization. After pursuing the liberal studies of his day, in 407 BC he became a pupil and friend of Socrates. On his return to Athens, Plato founded a school, the Academy, where he taught mathematics and philosophy until his death. His teaching was interrupted by too many visits to Syracuse, which he had made in the vain hope of seeing his political ideals realized in Sicily. Plato was a superb writer, and his works are part of the world's great literature. Most of his existing work is in the form of dialogues and letters. In the various dialogues, he touched upon almost every problem that has occupied subsequent philosophers. The dialogues are divided into three groups according to the probable order of composition. It is in these dialogues that the famous Platonic ideas are discussed. Plato argued for the independent reality of ideas as the only guarantee of moral standards and of objective scientific knowledge. Plato was always concerned with the fundamental philosophical problem of working out a theory of the art of living and knowing. Like Socrates, Plato became convinced of the ultimately harmonious structure of the universe. But he went further than his mentor in trying to construct a comprehensive philosophical scheme. His goal was to show the rational relationship between the soul, the state, and the cosmos.